I'm Cheryl Corley, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Michelle Martin is away. Coming up, in a country plagued with conflict, even sports turns bloody, we'll have an update of news on the violent attack against the Sri Lanka national cricket team and the detention of suspects in the crime. First, this week, the president of Sudan became a wanted man. The International Criminal Court yesterday ordered the arrest of Sudanese President Omar Hassan al-Bashir. The court charged the president with war crimes and crimes against humanity, including murder, rape, and torture in the Darfur region. It's the first time the ICC has taken action against a sitting head of state. But just today, the African Union said it sent a delegation to compel the United Nations Security Council to delay the indictment of the Sudanese president for a year. Well, joining us to discuss this latest news about war-torn Sudan is Mahmoud Mandani. He's professor of government at Columbia University. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Pleased to be here.
Mr. Mamdani, there were almost immediate calls by African and Arab countries, as well as China, a major investor in Sudan, for the International Criminal Court to drop this arrest warrant for President al-Bashir. There's a concern that it will only stir up more trouble in the region, cause a setback to peace talks, as well as a violent backlash. Now, I was wondering if you thought that those are well-founded fears.
Well, I think it's important to ask ourselves, what's the logic of the African Union point of view? The African Union point of view stems from Africa's experience over the last two decades. The only conflicts in Africa that we have managed to resolve successfully are those conflicts where criminal justice took a second seat to political reform. I think the turnaround was in South Africa. With the end of apartheid. Mm-hmm. The end of apartheid was predicated on an agreement between the ANC and the apartheid government, whereby the apartheid government agreed to political reforms in return for impunity. In other words, there would be no criminal indictments. Mm-hmm. This same logic was followed in Mozambique. The same logic was followed in South Sudan. In the agreement in South Sudan, there was peace, there were political reforms, but no criminal indictments. Why Darfur? Why a different way in Darfur? This is the question that the African Union is asking.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, and it seems like you think that's a credible question.
It's a very credible question, and I think the answer is very troubling because in the case of Darfur, I suspect that what is happening is the internal situation is taking second place to the international situation. The ICC is responding to the Security Council and in particular to American leadership in the Security Council. It is important to realize that the U.S. is not even a member of the ICC. If you talk about war crimes and crimes against humanity, unfortunately, we live in a world which is littered with such crimes. Even in Darfur, the UN Commission on Darfur pointed out that the rebel movements were also guilty of war crimes, though not crimes against humanity.
Mm-hmm. Well, the crimes committed that we're talking about, about 300,000 people have died in this conflict between the Arab-dominated government and militias and non-Arab rebel groups. The ICC prosecutor in this case, Luis Moreno Ocampo, who called for these charges, appeared recently on Tell Me More. And this is what he had to say about Sudan's president, al-Bashir.
In the last 5 years, Mr. al-Bashir, in accordance with my evidence, is committing a genocide. So how could be worse? I don't understand very well. For the people of Darfur, could not be worse.
Well, you know, the question of genocide has always been a very divisive issue, and the criminal court didn't charge President al-Bashir with genocide because they said they didn't have enough evidence. But there was a widespread protest in Khartoum, the capital, in reaction to this indictment, thousands showing up to support the president. Do we have any idea or is there any true way to measure the level of support in Sudan for the country's president?
Look, I think first I'd just like to question some of what you recited as facts, the numbers of people killed. In 2006, the U.S. government's Government Accountability Office took six estimates of the numbers killed in Darfur. The low estimate was from the World Health Organization, 50,000, and the high estimate 400,000 was from those associated with the Save Darfur movement. The GAO got together 12 experts appointed by the American Academy of Sciences, and the experts unanimously agreed that the Save Darfur high estimate was totally unreliable, scientifically not credible, was extrapolating from limited amount of data. That was 2006. Save Darfur kept on repeating the same figure. Now, the UN itself has two sets of figures. UN staff on the ground estimate that killing in Darfur was reduced dramatically in January 2006. And their estimate is that the average number of excess deaths in Darfur were less than 200 a month.
Well, Professor, let me stop you there because we only have about a minute left. But as we mentioned in our introduction to this conversation, the African Union is moving to stop the indictment of President al-Bashir and delay it for a year. What do you think could be behind that action, and do you think it will be delayed?
I think the African Union is basically proceeding from the vantage point of how do you end the fighting in Darfur? How do you initiate and consolidate the political reforms that have taken place with the Southern Agreement and extend it to the West? To do that, criminal justice is not the first priority.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We've been speaking with Professor Mahmoud Madani about the recent arrest warrant issued for Sudanese President Omar Hassan al-Bashir by the UN-backed International Criminal Court.
Thank you.